As flames engulfed New York's Sherry Netherland Hotel scaffolding in spring 1927, drawing 100,000 spectators, few realized they were witnessing the prelude to America's most extraordinary summer. Overhead, aviators circled with enough fuel to cross the Atlantic, a harbinger of the aviation fever about to grip the nation. This moment perfectly captured 1927's essence: spectacle, ambition, and technological revolution converging at a pivotal moment. America stood at unprecedented prosperity, commanding 42% of global production and half the world's gold reserves. The coming months would witness Charles Lindbergh's historic flight, Babe Ruth's 60 home runs, the birth of talking pictures, and financial decisions that would ultimately trigger the Great Depression, a summer that would reshape the century to come. 10 days before his fame, Charles Lindbergh was virtually unknown, mentioned once in the New York Times with his name misspelled. His grandfather had fled Sweden amid scandal, establishing a new identity in Minnesota. Charles grew up in an emotionally distant home where bedtime handshakes replaced hugs. Discovering aviation at 20, Lindbergh became an exceptional airmail pilot on the dangerous St. Louis-Chicago route. By spring 1927, he had developed skills his competitors underestimated. The Spirit of St. Louis was surprisingly fragile, mostly canvas-covered, deafeningly loud, and essentially a flying gas tank stripped of every unnecessary ounce. When weather unexpectedly cleared on May 20, Lindbergh abandoned his theater plans. After meticulous preparation, he took off at 7:52 a.m. in his heavily loaded plane. The takeoff was perilous. The aircraft bunked twice before lifting, barely clearing telephone wires. Spectators watched in silent awe as he disappeared eastward into history. Lindbergh's flight captured the public, with updates interrupting Congress and drawing crowds outside newspaper offices. After passing Newfoundland, he disappeared for 16 hours, navigating flawlessly while making calculations in his unstable plane. When he landed at Le Bourget at 10:22 p.m. after 3,300 hours, 100,000 Parisians swarmed the field in seething, howling pandemonium. America celebrated wildly, with newspapers declaring it the greatest feat of a solitary man in the records of the human race. 3 weeks later, Lindbergh returned to New York Harbor to an unprecedented reception, 4 to 5 million people covering Manhattan from its southern tip to Central Park. Offers poured in, $500,000 for a film, $50,000 for cigarette endorsements, even $1 million to marry on film. His achievement resonated deeply, not just as a physical accomplishment, but for its perfect timing. He was the hero the world needed, embodying courage, humility, and technology harnessed for good. While Lindbergh captivated the world, George Herman Babe Ruth was quietly making history. Born in Baltimore's rough Pigtown district, Ruth overcame a troubled childhood at St. Mary's Industrial School to become baseball's greatest star. Ruth revolutionized batting with a massive 54-ounce bat gripped at the end, creating a whip-like motion that converted a 90-mile-per-hour pitch into a 110-mile rocket in just 1/1000th of a second. By July 1927, Ruth was locked in a home run race with teammate Lou Gehrig, the greatest double act in baseball history. Despite their contrasting personalities, Ruth flamboyant and extravagant, Gehrig shy and devoted to his mother, they pushed each other to greatness. The 1927 Yankees, featuring 7 future Hall of Famers, would become arguably the greatest baseball team ever assembled. On July 4th, they demolished the Washington Senators in the most lopsided doubleheader in history. As summer progressed, Ruth's pursuit of his own home run record captivated an already hero-obsessed nation. That summer, a 7-year legal battle reached its climax. In 1920, Italian immigrants Nicola Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti were arrested for a Massachusetts robbery murder. Despite weak evidence, they were convicted primarily because they were Italian anarchists during America's Great Red Scare. Italian immigrants faced severe prejudice, including employment discrimination, housing restrictions, and social exclusion. They were particularly vilified as radicals or criminals compared to other immigrant groups. The case gained prominence when Harvard law professor Felix Frankfurter examined it and concluded in a scathing Atlantic Monthly article that Sacco and Vanzetti had been railroaded. He called Judge Thayer's opinion a farrago of misquotations, misrepresentations, suppressions, and mutilations. Despite international protests and petitions with nearly 500,000 signatures, the executions proceeded on August 22, 1927, with Vanzetti declaring his innocence before dying. The case exposed America's contradictions, celebrating individual achievement through Lindbergh while revealing its darkest prejudices. The executions became a defining moment, forcing Americans to confront uncomfortable questions about justice, immigration, and national identity during the Roaring Twenties. By 1927, motion pictures had become America's fourth largest industry, producing 80% of global output and employing more workers than Ford and GM combined. 20,000 theaters sold 100 million tickets weekly. One-sixth of Americans attended movies daily. Silent films reached artistic perfection just as they became obsolete. Paramount's $2 million Wings featured unprecedented realism, with cameras capturing real aerial footage, using 5,000 extras and 60 planes in stunts so dangerous they claimed a pilot's life. Though moving pictures and recorded sound existed since the 1890s, combining them proved challenging. Warner Brothers' The Jazz Singer was a $500,000 gamble, initially showable in just two theaters. Despite his inexperience, Al Jolson excelled in a film containing only 354 spoken words. By 1930, nearly all American theaters had sound. Weekly attendance jumped from 60 to 110 million, and Warner Brothers' worth soared from $16 million to $200 million. The most profound impact came through the Americanization of global cinema. As American voices dominated screens worldwide, American speech patterns and sensibilities spread globally, culturally colonizing the world almost by accident. As autumn approached, Babe Ruth chased his own home run record. His dramatic 59th home run came against rookie Paul Hopkins on a 3-2 count slow curve that Ruth drove into the bleachers. On the last day of September, in a muggy afternoon at Yankee Stadium, Ruth faced left-hander Tom Zachary. After walking once and singling twice, Ruth connected on Zachary's third pitch, sending it high toward the right field foul pole. The ball landed just inches fair, his historic 60th home run, a record that would stand for 34 years. Meanwhile, Lindbergh completed his nationwide tour, 22,350 miles, 82 cities, 147 speeches, and approximately 30 million spectators. When it ended, he found himself simultaneously free yet permanently trapped by fame. His flight had brought the world a moment of sublime, spontaneous, unifying joy on a scale never before seen. Looking back nearly a century later, the summer of 1927 stands as a remarkable inflection point in American history. That extraordinary season witnessed Ruth's 60 home runs, the Federal Reserve's fateful mistake that would precipitate the stock market crash, the birth of talking pictures, Sacco and Vanzetti's execution, the devastating Mississippi flood, and Lindbergh's world-captivating flight. In those few months, modern America emerged, confident, innovative, celebrity-obsessed, and ready to project its culture globally. It was, without question, one hell of a summer.